You are now listening to The Show with me.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of The Show. It's me, I'm Kieran Sandulo. As always, I'm joined by Isaac Lukes.
Kieran said a little something-something before our mics turned on, and it made me uncomfortable.
But Miles isn't feeling too great today, so we got Brody West over here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Why did we turn the lights on?
Yeah, it was too dark.
I'm too sleepy. I'm going to fall asleep.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotta turn the lights on.
Yeah.
Kieran can carry the show.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not.
Kieran can do all.
I'm not good enough at talking on my own.
I talked for 3 hours straight last Friday.
See, I can talk for a while as long as I know that somebody is in the room with me and subjected to me talking.
I enjoyed the marathon when I just sat behind the board and talked and did nothing else for like 3 hours because nobody was here.
Right.
I think that you should go on the air more next semester, get your own show.
I don't want my own show because I don't want to do that.
He's afraid of commitment.
It's not that I'm afraid of a commitment. I just enjoy being able to go, no, I don't want to go on your show today. I want to take a nap.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's the vibe. Well, Brody, it's been a minute since you were on the show. What have you been up to?
I have homecoming. Went to homecoming.
Yeah.
With a lady.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It's fine. We went to Topgolf after. It was really fun.
Ooh.
Not for Topgolf, back nine, sorry.
Yeah, but back nine is real fun. I like back nine.
Yeah.
Did you do the blackjack game?
No. Yes, we did. The 21 game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Back nine is better than Topgolf, in my opinion. Yeah. We are not sponsored by any of them.
No, I was just telling you where we were going.
Yeah.
What else? Call games.
Yeah.
On Fridays.
You've been calling a lot of those.
I called every one. Yeah. Not just a lot, every single one.
Every single one of them.
All of them. Every time.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
Every Friday.
I've worked it into my work schedule. It's that. It's that. I'm that dedicated.
And you're doing it for free.
And for free.
Yeah.
No gas money.
No gas money.
Drove Jason all the way up there in my car. Stopped at his house.
Where was the last game that you went to?
Carmel.
Carmel?
I drove from Waverly, Indiana to Carmel, Indiana. It took about an hour.
Dang.
Yeah. It was fun. I had fun talking to Jason, though, so it was okay. It wasn't. When you have somebody else in the car you're able to talk to, drives seem a lot less.
Oh, yeah. I know that vibe.
So,
Isaac, do you ever carpool anywhere?
Carpool? No.
No, do you just go?
I keep other people out of my vehicle. Because, listen, I drive a consistent 30 miles over the speed limit no matter where I go.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
What are they going to do? Catch me? I'll just run faster.
Oh my God.
But I drive consistently over the speed limit, and I don't mind putting myself in danger, but putting other people in danger is a different problem.
Yeah, I definitely do slow down when I have other people in my car.
I drive a lot safer when I have other people in the
car.
It's
just me. Oh my gosh. I don't care.
Well,
I'm pushing it.
We have a fun little topic, riding off of the coattails of the realization that the new Joker movie is absolutely terrible.
God awful.
We're going to talk today about bad movies.
I'm not the person to have in here for this. I don't watch movies.
No. Well, what do you watch TV, though?
No.
No?
No. Why would I do that?
Let's talk about a bad scene.
The time
we'll talk
that
about
I spend,
bad media.
The time that I spend watching TV or movies, I could be better spent making money.
Yeah.
Getting that bread.
We'll say bad media, because you play a lot of video games.
Yeah, I play a lot of video games.
There's bad video games.
Yeah, but a lot of that is just companies hate the people that play their games and make all of the characters ugly and the game's unfun. So,
yeah. We know how Concord went.
Bad game. Call of Duty
Literally
Cold
a
War.
Week.
Yeah, Call of Duty Cold War,
no,
I heard,
no,
was actually
no.
pretty okay.
Call of Duty
I didn't
Cold
like
War.
It.
Zombies, gas. Campaign, gas. Multiplayer, god awful.
That's what I'm saying. It was
worst
so
multiplayer
bad.
Experience by far.
But
so bad.
I gotta say, I think the funniest thing that's ever happened is Concord. It didn't even last a week. Not even a week.
Multiverses. That was fun when it came out, but then they took it off.
Is actually going strong.
They took, but when it first came out, I mean, and they like unreleased
it. It's kind of popping off right now.
Yeah, now it is.
You can judge a game, how successful a game is, based on how long it ran versus how long the Confederacy ran, right?
Huh?
Because the Confederacy was a thing for like 12 years, right?
No, four.
Not was even, it even
yeah,
four?
4 years.
Oh my God. Nah, like the Confederacy was a thing for 4 years. If you make it past the Confederate States of America as a gamer, like
it's
just
a successful
your game.
Game. It's been around and it has solidified
I still
its
go
community.
Back, one game I go back and play that nobody else goes back and play because it's like, oh, it's a story game. I go back and play the 2018 PS4 Spider-Man game.
Yeah,
that
Spider-Man.
Game, that the replayability of that game is so good.
I bought it on PC recently.
I think
it's fun.
It's the best superhero. It's the best superhero game you'll ever play.
See, Red Dead. I've heard that Red Dead is really good.
Red Dead 2 is the greatest single. I
my father
would
agree with you.
The great. I don't care.
My father
because I know you're wrong. If you disagree with me on this, you're just incorrect.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I haven't given it a chance.
Red Dead 2 is by far the greatest single player game ever made. Arthur Morgan is the fictional character. I don't care what anybody
says.
He's
the one.
He is the perfect example of a good fictional character.
He is fiction.
I love Arthur Morgan, bro.
I think. So I've heard that it's really, really good.
It's good. It's
I have
so good.
Not played it yet. I need to, but there are so many games I have on my backlog that
you
I
know,
need to play.
No, listen. You know how there's movies that people say you like have to watch?
Yeah.
Red Dead 2 is the game that you have to play.
Yeah.
The start of the campaign is kind of boring.
So
the
slow.
First like two chapters are boring.
Mm.
And there's one like in the middle that's really slow, when you go to the island. Mm. But the rest of it's really good.
Mm. Yeah, especially after the whole, you know.
I've also heard
everything.
So I've also heard that The Last of Us is really good.
Both
I've never played
games,
that game.
Oh my gosh, I played both games.
The only
gripe I have is there's a section where you have to they try to make you sympathize with the villain by having you play as the villain at one point in part 2.
Yeah.
And it's just like I don't care cuz they did something unforgivable and I will never like
that. It was a little that the part 2 was a little bit of a mess the way that it was told that it was told in the wrong order.
So the first part was I think told too fast and then the last two acts were told too slow.
Yeah. It's so there's like a very delicate balance when it comes to storytelling in video games. Mm. Because people will try to play the games in different ways. Because
if I'm not trying to spoil it, but I know it's been out forever.
It's literally a 6-year-old game.
Well, for the people that don't know, because they watched the show, remember? So people like might not know.
Yeah, I saw.
So they might not know what's going to happen.
I saw.
That's happened to that poor man.
I saw a TikTok of some poor girl who was like, "Guys, wouldn't The Last of Us be really cool if it was a video game?" And I just couldn't. I couldn't help but be like,
I hope
you absolute fool.
I hope that's rage bait. Like, I really hope
you
that's
fool.
Rage bait. Because, oh my gosh.
It was so funny. I'm absolutely positive it is, because in the comments, when everybody is like, how do we tell her? And it's just like, every time the girl replied to a comment and she was like, it came out in 2022. I know what I'm talking about.
Right, for sure. For sure. No, yeah, she knows what she's doing. That's great. That's great. Great way to get interaction on your post, though.
Adaptations go.
That was a great adaptation.
Either go really well or really poorly.
One adaptation I'm really seeing, hoping that they make, is a Red Dead adaptation. Because a Red Dead adaptation would be cool.
I don't think so. Well,
I think they should complete their story.
The third game.
There's a lot of. So what I think qualifies as, like, it should have a game. A game should have a movie adaptation. If it's a cinematic game, like the game is like heavily revolved around storytelling and looking good, like God of War, Red Dead, or
Halo.
Halo, right? The adaptation is either going to be like take place in the same timeline but separately, or shot for shot remake of the video game.
I like shot for shot remakes.
So that's why the Last of Us one was really good, because it's a shot for shot recreation of the game.
Basically.
I don't think they could do that with many other games.
See, I want a movie that's about Rainbow Six Siege, but it's directed the way the books are.
Yeah.
Where it's just the most boring descriptions for like 30 pages. Then the most graphic depiction of somebody getting shot in the face you have ever read.
Yeah, those
Tom
I'm
Clancy
so
books
glad.
Are freaking insane.
I think the funniest thing about Tom Clancy is that Tom Clancy has never had any military experience.
No military experience. FBI interrogated him because they thought he was a spy.
Because his descriptions were too accurate.
Wait, actually?
Yeah, that's just all research. That's lore.
He
straight up made it up half the time and was right.
That's actually not
even
scary.
It's not even like military tactics either. It was like the way a sub would be laid out, like the way a nuclear sub would be laid out, the way like
that's
planes were.
Do you know what his reasoning was?
What?
Context clues. You can't find that information anywhere.
Yeah, it was
classified
information. They basically asked him, "Hey, how did you know this?" And he was like, "I guessed. I just assumed I was correct.
I just assumed I was right because it feels like this is how it should be laid out."
You're interrogating me, so
clearly I was correct.
Clearly, I've been doing something right.
But like, so Halo, for example, absolute. Horrid, the worst adaptation of all time, the Paramount Plus TV show. You don't take off the helmet from Master Chief. So,
no.
Here's the funny thing. The movie that came out in 2018, Forward Unto Dawn, direct-to-video movie, was a better Halo adaptation than the actual Paramount Plus TV show.
See, I have a hard time taking Master Chief seriously because he's a skin in both Fortnite and Siege.
Yeah, and I think that's really funny.
Like, playing Siege, turning a corner, seeing a Master Chief, and screaming the Chief has got to be the funniest thing ever in gaming. I love turning a corner and seeing John Master Chief coming at me with his giant hammer.
I think the funniest thing is his name is canonically John. That's the funniest thing to me.
I don't even call him Master Chief. I just scream the Chief and then run away.
His name is John 117. That's his name.
Here's a really bad. There's like just a scene. Have you guys watched Suits?
Suits with God, what's his name?
I don't remember. But
yeah,
I've
seen
part
of it.
Do you know the rooftop scene that I'm talking about?
Vaguely.
Oh my! I'll look it up and I'll talk about it. You guys keep talking.
I think John Halo is the funniest thing because that started out as like a meme, is like Master Chief is John Halo, and then they canonized his name is John.
It wasn't even that they canonized it, like it was already in canon. People just forgot about it until they were like, yeah, that is his name, by the way.
It's like John Halo being the guy's name is really funny to me.
Because
I've also
what?
What are you looking at now?
What? It would have been so much. It probably would have been so much easier to just use a real city.
What?
So there's a scene in Suits.
That's such a terrible. Dude, Harvey Specter looks CGI.
That's the PlayStation. Yeah, they.
Oh my
god!
To the listeners here, Brody has just shown us a scene from the Netflix show Suits, the legal show, the law show, and there is a scene of two characters on a rooftop. Except the rooftop is not real. It is not only not real. They have used, like, Marvel-style green screen volumes and
like,
put the two characters on separate green screens.
So imagine GTA 4,
like
imagine GTA 4
1,
buildings
Spider-Man.
Behind real people.
Yeah.
GTA 4 buildings behind real people. That is exactly
they
what it
looked
like.
They looked like CGI model. It looked like Spy Kids 3.
Yeah. Like, it looked. It was so funny, though. When I first saw that scene, I died laughing for,
Girl.
Like, 3 hours.
Oh, my God. Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
So I just mentioned whenever there's, like, really bad CGI. Like bad green screen work. I'm like, oh, it's not as bad as the Suits, though. So
it's not as bad as Suits.
So it's not that bad.
Nothing is as bad as the floating head from Thor: Love and Thunder, though.
No, this is worse.
Is it?
This is so much worse. Yes. No, I
sure?
can positively say Suits.
The floating
rooftop
head,
scene.
But the floating head from Love and Thunder looks like a Zoom background. Like a Zoom filter.
I still thought the Doctor Strange third eye thing looked.
See, that
awful.
Actually looks pretty okay. I feel like that was actually better. Because they actually blended the lighting in. The only problem is that they made the fake eye look like a fake eye.
Just had a revelation.
Huh.
Guess what season that was in?
Hmm.
Guess.
Which one?
The rooftop.
Season two.
Four.
Season four?
Season four.
How many seasons are in the show?
There's like 10.
That was in season four?
That was four seasons deep, and that they had that type of green screen work.
Oh my god. Why do they even use a regular rooftop? You have
That's
drone.
What I was
They've
saying.
Used
I feel like
drone
be,
shots in the show before.
I feel like it would be cheaper to just use a real city than
was
it
that,
would be to CGI all that.
Because I know that was not during the pandemic. No.
That was like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Not early, like early 2010s.
They had a season that they shot during the pandemic, but that was like...
That's like season 8 or 9.
Yeah.
So like, I've watched the whole show.
Yeah. I think...
So funny.
There are
but
some
he's
bad.
Caught up in his suits, boy.
Yeah. There's well, we've seen bad video game adaptations. Let's go bad comic adaptations. Joker 2 was apparently really, really bad.
So bad.
I never watched the first one.
Yeah,
I didn't
it looks like
much.
Deleted scenes from the first movie.
See, because I've heard that the first one was apparently like the comic
oh
book
Oh my
movie.
Gosh, it was so good.
It was like the movie ever made. Like,
so good.
Up there with Godfather, apparently.
Yes.
And then
I
the
think
second
that's,
one
I
came
think
out.
That's just because you're on Reddit.
No. I
no,
don't
it's
think
really
that
not.
Was like,
I think that's
well,
because,
leagues before
I think,
the time.
I think it's just because you're, like, a little on Reddit, and,
here's what
like,
say.
Those guys are weird.
It made $1.4 billion.
Here's what I'll say.
It's not
is,
that good.
See, in the second movie, I haven't seen it, but I've heard that they'll, like, it's a musical, but you won't hear a musical for, like, 20 to 30 minutes,
See,
and then they'll randomly hit you with a musical number, and
only,
you're like, why?
The only thing that I heard about it is the actor, whatever that guy's name is.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, screw you guys.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
not
like,
a good person.
Apparently, Joaquin Phoenix has, like, multiple times walked out of productions before they're about to start. He just doesn't commit to anything. He almost quit mid-production of Joker. He tried to quit before they started filming Napoleon. It's just he apparently just picks
bad movies.
It's not that he picks
he's a
bad movies.
Actor.
No, Napoleon was not that good.
Apparently, yeah.
I watched it. It was okay.
Yeah. Napoleon. All I heard about it was that it like actually did zero justice to Napoleon
yeah.
as a historical figure.
Yes.
It basically just
it's
made
bad.
Fun of him for an hour and a half, mm-hmm. and then
yeah.
ended.
Yep. Just made stuff up the whole time.
Yep.
Like him shooting cannons into the Great Pyramids of Giza.
Yeah, I'm like, why
or
are
shooting
you,
cannonballs?
What are
at
we
the
doing
pyramids?
In Egypt?
That did not happen.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say that just didn't happen. He was in Egypt.
He didn't shoot cannons at the
he
pyramids.
Didn't shoot cannons at the pyramids. That's where. Do you know where the? That's
no,
where the
I know,
Rosetta.
I know what you're talking about. Unfortunately,
I'm gonna throw things at you.
You're gonna throw things at me.
I'm gonna throw things at you.
You interrupted him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let him finish.
Continue.
No, I don't even remember what I was going to say anymore. You already ruined it.
Talking about the cannons.
No, I was going to talk about the Rosetta Stone. That's where they found the. That's how they found the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Got it.
They kept stubbing their toe
uh-huh.
on the stone.
And then there it was.
And, yeah. That was, like, legit how they found it. Napoleonic soldiers kept tripping over the thing.
And then they dug it up.
And then they dug
like,
it
hey.
Up to try to get it out of the way.
And then they were just like, yo, this thing's got writing on it.
Wild.
There's a language on this thing.
Wild.
You think another... Napoleon found the alien spaceships that were hiding in the pyramids?
Oh, yeah.
What would you do if you were, like, back in that day and you see just a metal UFO and you're just like... Yeah, I don't even think you could comprehend what that is.
Big Frisbee.
Yeah, but they don't... Was the Frisbee invented then?
Frisbees were invented in, like, the 1850s, I think.
When did Napoleon happen?
When did Napoleon happen?
So Napoleon happened, would have been just after the reunification of Germany, or just after the unification of Germany, so like the 1850s probably.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Because
it was after the revolution. It was after the Revolutionary War.
It was after the revolution.
Before the Civil War.
Before the Civil War. Before World War I. Because the only thing that I remember of it is like, World War I was so disastrous of a war because a lot of the European powers were still fighting on their Napoleonic War principles of let's stand in two lines, fire volleys at each other, and then reload.
Yeah.
Except that changed when they had like machine guns firing at each other took 30 minutes.
The second a machine gun was invented, everybody else was just like, yo, what the hell is that? And then they just gone. I think...
So yeah, like there's a cult quote that was like, God created men, I made them equal. How do you think he must have felt when Moses or John Gatling
created
the Gatling. I think that's his actual name. I don't even remember his first name, but the guy who made the Gatling gun was like, yeah, look at mine. Mine's automatic. Mine shoots faster. Ha ha.
What are you gonna do when I run this firearm the same way? God created
men. I made them equal. Well, I made 7.62. So.
What are you gonna do when the gun is fired the same way you roll down the window in your car?
Like, nothing.
Absolutely. Not a thing. I think the funniest thing that could ever be created is a video game taking place in the Napoleonic Wars.
And I think there are video games about
that. No, but hold on. I want to see a game that takes place in the Napoleonic War, but you are just a modern-day, like, soldier.
Battlefield 2042 has a mode where you can combine any of the Battlefield games.
Yeah.
So, like, Battlefield 4 with Battlefield 1, which is World War 1.
Yeah.
So you kind of can do that.
I want to see a game where the story is, I am a modern-day, like, United States Marine soldier.
Ezekiel-eyed?
You what?
An Ezekiel-eye?
Sure.
So,
where you get hit by a truck or whatever, or get hit by...
An Ezekiel?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to say it. I'm not Japanese,
we'll
a weeb.
Make it an Ezekiel. Modern-day Japanese, or modern-day United States Marine... Hit by truck, wakes up in the Napoleonic War with all of his modern-day military equipment. And
he also has to have
unlimited ammo. But his goal in life is to stop Napoleon from finding the Rosetta Stone.
That'd be a great game.
I would play that game
until
dusk till dawn.
Yeah. So, I played four times through before.
Thinking about machine guns. We talked about those for like a second, and I'm still thinking about them.
Go for it.
Okay, so like during World War One, right? Like when they first started making machine guns, you know how a lot of them have those really
big barrels.
So
yeah.
You know why those are like that, right?
Yeah.
So the way that most modern machine guns work, right, is you press a button and your barrel ejects because that thing gets really hot and then it'll start melting.
Yeah.
So to keep your barreling proper, you just kind of replace the barrel. What they used to do is you used to be assigned two water jugs,
mm-hmm.
and you would dump them into that giant barrel. That was your heat shroud. They were
the
water cooled. Yeah. You would dump the water into the barrel.
The machine gun had liquid cooling.
It was a normal sized barrel. The reason it had that massive tube on the outside is because you would fill it with water. And that's why they were so heavy.
Liquid cooled machine gun.
You hear sloshing
crazy.
As you run around during the
World
War One.
I think that you genuinely could hear that. That would be hilarious.
That's why old machine guns are so much heavier than new ones. Because they were filled with water. Jeez. Added like 20 pounds.
That's funny to me. That's
hilarious.
That is hilarious. I also think it's really funny that like a belt-fed machine, like the LMG,
mm-hmm.
how if you fire it for too long, then the barrel actually just straight up melts off. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that video?
Yeah, that's why. That's what I was saying too. That's why, like, the Germans during World War II did it, like, the best. They had the best doctrine with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you would literally, you press a button, your barrel, like, whatever you use to, your brake or whatever will eject out. You take, like, a bullet or, like, a glove or whatever, and you stick it into a hole in the very back of the barrel. And then you pull it out and then just put a new barrel in.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Machine gunning crews are assigned, like, 7 barrels.
That is...
Which I always thought that was really funny that they couldn't figure out how to stop it from overheating, so they're like, just give them more barrels, man.
Give them more barrels.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
And then I want to see someone make a gun that uses like PC specs for cooling. Give me binocular, like military grade binoculars with an RTX. With, like, an RTX 3090.
I mean, there are a lot of, like, really, really advanced digital optics that you can probably rig up with computer parts.
I think that the minute that I have a fan-cooled machine gun, I will have peaked in life.
See, I want a gyrojet pistol.
Yeah.
One of the ones that just shoots rockets.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought they were really cool.
I think the funniest gun of all time has to be the Devolver.
The Devolver?
The Devolver. It's not a real weapon. It does not exist. But there was a guy in like the 1800s, an absolute, so this is like an insane person, the town hobo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, think Fiddleford McGucket from Gravity Falls, who thinks he is an absolute genius. His idea was...
But Fiddleford McGucket is a genius.
I know, but this is Fiddleford McGucket if he thinks he's a genius, but is actually just an insane man. Just conspiracy theory. He designed and patented a gun, like a revolver, mm-hmm. and the barrel curves back.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
that's
points...
It. The Germans tried that during World War II as well.
Mm-hmm. They tried it, but very quickly
figured out that it turns your bullet into shrapnel and it just kind of falls on the ground the second it leaves
exactly.
the barrel.
Exactly, and that is the funniest thing that I have ever seen. Because if the gun, it's like, what if we took this big iron and then just bent the barrel back so
like
that
Tom
when
and Jerry.
Now listen to me closely. This is the best way to ensure victory. Nobody will realize that the gun they are about to shoot us with will in fact hit them instead. And I think that's the funniest thing in the world.
The worst media thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, let's go back to media for a minute. Worst thing you've ever seen.
The Avatar movie.
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan Avatar?
What, like with the blue people?
No.
No.
Airbender.
Airbender. Oh. Avatar,
the M. Night Shyamalan Airbender movie.
Yeah, you're lucky you never watched that.
Well, no, I never watched actual Avatar The Last Airbender because I don't care for the animation style.
So it's like, it's not for everybody, but it is arguably. Oh, yeah, it's a really good show. I like it.
See, I just don't have the patience to sit down and watch something for any amount of time. So
then I get that. It's not for everybody. It's really. I enjoyed it a lot, and the Netflix live-action adaptation, not the best. It's not, like, a perfect adaptation by any means. But
it's okay.
But it is. It's good. Like, you can tell going into it that the people making the show were fans of the original show. And it's not, like, a studio exec thing where it's just like, no, we know what the fans want when they don't. Because the fans are the ones making the movie. And it feels like a love letter to the actual show. And I feel like, yeah, that's actually really cool. And then the next season of that is going to come out soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
excited also for the next season of One Piece.
I'm
the
not.
Live action.
Oh, yeah, the live action. It's I haven't annoying. Watched the original One Piece.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't.
You
don't
watch
you
anime,
could get,
do you?
I don't watch anime.
I don't think
anything.
You guys could get through 1,000 episodes of a show.
Oh, God, no.
That's probably waiting prior for the remake to come out.
The longest TV show I've ever made it through was all of Naruto. And that's 700 episodes.
Yeah. I hate when.
You watched even the filler?
Yeah, dude.
I skipped the filler when I was younger.
I hate when companies, like, even just, like, when they're making movies or shows or games, and they're like, we know what the fans want.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You
the fans are telling you what they want.
They're
you're
telling
ignoring
you what
it.
You want, and you're ignoring
or,
it.
Especially makes me angry when you say that, and then they're like, well, if you don't like it, don't buy it. Why did you buy it if you didn't like it?
Here's the thing that I hate. It's when the fans don't know what they want. That's the statement that they go into it with. We know what the fans want more than the fans do. They take that criticism, laugh at it, and do something completely different.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that they receive like
Concord.
They'll receive like actual valid criticism, and then they'll either shut it down by going, well, if you don't like it, don't buy it, or shut it down by going, oh, well, we know what the fans want.
Yeah, Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
We don't like Ubisoft anymore.
You want to hear my biggest gripe about Naruto?
See, Ubisoft actually, I call it Ubisoft syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Ubisoft releases good games.
Yes.
Ubisoft does not maintain good games.
No.
When they drop games, gas. Siege, when it first came out, perfect.
Cool.
Actual heat straight out the easy bake, right?
Pretty much every Assassin's Creed game?
Pretty much every Assassin's Creed game, ooh, beautiful when it first drops, right?
Mm-hmm.
After, like, a month or two updates, ruined. Completely
absolutely
unrecognizable.
Done. And I think that the funniest part about that, morbidly ironic, is the Ubisoft CEO saying, people need to get used to not owning their games. I'm sorry, but if I pay $70 for a game that's going to get worse over time, I better own it.
Don't buy things digitally.
Don't buy things digitally. You hear it here first, folks. Buy a disk drive for your PC.
Actually, there was a really rare California W recently where they actually, a judge was like, you can't say purchase or buy in a digital store. It has to come with a disclaimer that you don't actually own what you're buying.
Yeah.
You just own the
California,
ability.
Extremely rare W in California. But California's kind of been on like an upswing recently with like anti like corporate legislation.
See, I don't care about that until they clean the actual human feces off the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that it's cool though that they did a lot of like anti AI laws recently that I was really hyped about, because it's like, hey, you guys aren't allowed to use these deepfakes at all anymore. This is not
allowed.
See,
I don't agree. I don't even agree with that, because like I think it's really good. Like, I listen to Stan Rogers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stan Rogers was a Canadian folk singer.
Mm-hmm.
He died.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to listen to songs that were released after he died but sung by him, because he has a really great voice. AI deepfakes just let me go into a website
that's
and
not
make
the rule.
It.
The rule is it cannot be commercial. You cannot.
Oh, you can't sell it?
You can't sell
no,
it.
You
can't
sell
profit
it.
Off of the use of artificial intelligence or generative AI, which is why a lot of like AI art stuff in Hollywood, that's the main thing. You can't use AI art or AI music or writing in any kind of Hollywood setting, any kind of writing or professional setting now in Hollywood, and I think that is really good legislation.
That's actually useful.
Really hype.
Yeah.
I just misunderstood.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now I think they have to be able to do that everywhere.
Yeah.
Because that's like, hey, man, can't make money off of that. It's theft.
I do still feel like, though, like some AI in filmmaking can be useful.
Yeah.
Obviously. Get rid of like scenes that would bog down movie production that an AI could easily do in like 10 minutes. I feel like whatever, if it's like small tweaks, small changes,
if it's something like airbrushing out wires or something, that I'm okay with.
See,
if you
like,
can
I use...
airbrush out like the finer details or like clean up the lines for a green screen with AI, yeah, that's fine. Don't use the I just don't like it when AI is like the driving force behind the product.
See, I like to run like my English papers. I like to run it through ChatGPT just to be sure everything is done correctly.
I don't use ChatGPT. I use Grammarly.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, I use Grammarly too, but like I use ChatGPT because like not only will it help me make sure everything is spelled correctly, but sometimes it'll like use better words.
Yeah.
It'll like go through and be like, oh, well, this, you used these three words when you could have just used this one word, and then it switches it for me.
Yeah. Now, that's the thing where it's like, there's some, arguably, like, there is some
use like
behind
the, it. I feel like what we're trying to say here is, so long as it's actually you making it and not the AI, it's fine.
If it's not originally made by the AI.
You cannot pass off AI-generated works as original and profit off of them, because the entire reason these AI exist in the first place is other people's work being taken without their permission and put into the software.
See, I do kind of despise, I've gotten so many, I sell artwork sometimes, right? Like I do commissions. I hate when somebody's like, can you give me a discount? And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, I can just give an AI your art and then get it to do that. And then they get mad at me when I'm like, okay, then go away and go do that. Then leave
like,
me alone.
If you can do that, don't tell
if
me.
If you
just
can
do
that, just go do it. I benefit nothing from you sitting here asking for a discount.
Yeah.
Or asking for it for free, even. That makes me even more upset.
Don't ask for it for free. Don't ask for anything for free if it's not being immediately offered for free.
See, I feel differently. Like, I work at an Arby's, right?
Yeah.
If somebody comes to my window and is just like, yo, can I get some free fries? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever, man. Just to have the balls to do that, you know? But, like, to go to somebody that, like, makes art or makes music and be like, yeah, can I?
You
this
get
stuff that's going to take you 6 or 7 hours to make.
Can you just...
Free, please.
No,
can I just have it?
And as a musician, as somebody who does that, it's just, like, It is the most infuriating thing for me, honestly. When I see, like, TikTok is filled with AI songs now.
Yeah.
Like, there's some fully AI-generated, like, some fully AI-generated band, and their whole shtick is that, hey, we are an AI-generated band. None of this is creative at all.
I like that one Seinfeld clone that was all AI.
The Seinfeld clone?
Yeah, it was meant to be like Seinfeld. They lobotomized it because it made a trans joke one time, which was really tragic, but like it was literally just meant to be Seinfeld. It was called Nothing Forever, I think. Where it was literally just a bunch of AI that was fed like old sitcoms.
Yeah.
That would just talk about nothing and throw like random laugh tracks and stuff in there.
I really like the AI generated Batman comic script. Let me give you a dramatic reading, folks. To our listeners, I'm going to give you a dramatic reading here of AI-generated Batman. Let's take a listen here. Farewell. Yeah, okay. We're going to go AI-generated Batman comic book. Let's see if I can find it up. AI scripted Batman comic. Here we go. Batman. International traditional Batcave. Batman stands next to his Batmobile and uses his Bat computer. He's sometimes Bruce Wayne, sometimes Batman, all times orphan. Batman. This is now a safe city. I have punched a penguin into prison. Alfred. Batman's loyal battler carries a tray of goth ham. Alfred, eat a dinner, Mattress Wayne. An explosion explodes. The Joker and Two-Face enter the cave. Joker is a clown, but insane. Two-Face is a man, but attorney. Batman, no, it is Two-Face and One-Face. They hate me for being a bat. Batman throws Alfred at Two-Face. Two-Face flips Alfred like a coin. Alfred lands heads up, which means Two-Face goes home. Batman continued, it is just you and I, the Joker. Bat versus clown, moral enemies. The
moral?
Joker, moral. The Joker, I am such a freak. Society is bad. You drink water, I drink anarchy. Batman, I drink bats just like a bat would. Batman looks around for his parents, but they are still dead. This makes him have anger. He fires a bat rocket. The Joker deflects it with his sick sense of humor, a clownly power. The Joker, I have never followed a rule. That is my rule. Do you follow? I don't. Batman, Alfred, give birth to Robin. Alfred begins the process since it is his job. The Joker now has a present in his hand. He juggles it over to Batman. The Joker, happy Bat Day, Birthman. Batman opens the present since he's a good guy. It contains a coupon for new parents, but it is expired. This is a Joker joke.
I'm banging my head against the wall. The worst part had to have been Alfred
give birth to Robin.
It's so wild.
It's and just so...
They do that and they proceed to just not touch on it ever
again.
Oh,
it's so good.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the thing. This is not an actual AI generated comic. This came out in about 2018. This is by comedian and writer Keaton Patty. It is a writer that is mimicking the style of early AI writing and does it masterfully.
It's like an actual person?
Yes, it's an actual human writing. They also did a Olive Garden commercial. Interior, Olive Garden restaurant. A group of friends laughs at a dinner table. A waitress comes to deliver what could be considered food.
Could be.
Waitress, pasta nachos for you.
What?
We see the pasta nachos. They are warm and defeated. Friend one, the menu is here. Waitress, lasagna wings with extra Italy. We see the lasagna wings. There's more Italy than necessary. Friend two, I shall eat Italian citizens.
What?
Waitress, unlimited stick. We what? See the unlimited stick.
The what is the unlimited stick?
It is infinite. It
what
is all.
What does that mean?
The bottomless breadsticks.
No, I know what it means. What is endless?
Friend three, leave without me. I am home. Waitress, gluten classico from the kitchen. We see the gluten classico. We believe the waitress that it is from the kitchen. We have no reason not to believe. Friend four says nothing. Friend one, what is wrong, friend four? Friend four says nothing. Friend two, friend four, what is wrong, friend four? Friend four smiles wide. Her mouth is full of secret soup. Announcer, what? Announcer, parentheses, wet voice, Olive Garden. When you're here, you're here.
So glad we're not in that stage of AI anymore.
I know. It's still so funny, though. I think this is the funniest thing that you can ever do.
Like, AI, like ChatGPT can talk about religion, like, very well, too.
Yeah. Here, you want to hear the Hallmark commercial before we head
Top
off?
Off, sure, go ahead.
Yep. All right, AI generated Hallmark commercial. Interior,
oh my gosh.
Small town snow globe refillery.
No way. Crazy.
We see a single mother refilling snow globes with Christmas juice. She is widow. Her husband died in every war. Single
what
mother. I refill globes better than Jesus Claus. Yet still, my Jesus twins Claus. Are dad free. Why? They need double dad. Businessman enters shop. He wears clothes that cost money. His hands are briefcases, and he's Hallmark hot. Single mother continued. Hi, do your snow globes lack wet? Hurry, Christmas attacks soon. Businessman has flashback to when he was business boy. A Christmas tree explodes his family on purpose. He now hates trees and Christmas and explosions. He exits the flashback.
Sad.
Businessman, shut your sound. I am from huge city. I bought your land and am turning it into an oil resort. Single mother, rude behavior. This is a family business. I sell families. I am widow. My husband is now bones. Single mother points to her husband's bones in the corner of the room.
Wait,
they are
what?
All gift wrapped in eggnog.
No, what? What?
What?
Businessman, all of my wives are bones. That is America. But I must make
Why
money for
America?
My but I must make money for my twins to live. They are a prince. Single mother, I too own twins. Please don't have bought my land. Christmas is today. Businessman, laugh. I bought Christmas and now it is never. Unless we go on dates. Single mother, I cannot date because of a snow curse. I pray Santa helps me. Santa cannot help. She did not know, but Santa was her husband. Santa is bones. Bones help nobody.
Wait, so who's Santa? Where's Santa?
He's bones.
But where is he?
And
he's
bones.
Dead.
And
he died in all the wars.
And bones help nobody.
He died. Santa died in all the wars. So where's Santa? Who's putting Christmas? Who's putting Christmas?
Not
presents?
Santa.
Clearly.
It's Batman.
It's Batman. No, it's two-faced, one face. It's one face.
It's two-faced and one face.
It's two-faced and one face.
The coupon for dead Santa, but it's expired.
It's a coupon for a live Santa, but
it's expired.
It's a coupon
for a new Santa, but it is expired. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
And he gives birth to Robin.
And he
Santa
gives
gets
birth
down
to Robin. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this episode of the show. Thank you for listening to this episode of the show. I have been Kieran Sandulo. He has been Brody West.
Have a good day.
Isaac, how have you been? Good. Good. Great. Love that. Well, thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this episode of the show. I am your host, Kieran Sandulo. We'll be back on Monday. You'll hear this episode come up later this week. Thank you, and goodbye.